we'll start as a subcommittee, but if the other members or their staffs are listening, please join us in room 112. We have one item, and I know we would like to get started as quickly as we can. So we will begin as a subcommittee, and as soon as one more member comes, we'll establish our quorum. But in the meantime, I'm going to ask Senator Wiener to come up and present SR 23. I'd like to ask that if there are witnesses, there be two main witnesses for each side, each getting 2 minutes per witness. And then, of course, we'll allow 2 minutes per witness for two in opposition. Those who, if there are any who wish to speak over and above the two on each side, we'll just ask them for their name and identification. However, if my arithmetic is correct, I don't think we're going to have that problem, but who knows? So with that, we have file item one. It's SR 23 by Senator Wiener. Senator Wiener, good afternoon, and you can go ahead and present.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for scheduling this item today. Mm-hmm. Colleagues, thank you for hearing the item. Colleagues, this resolution is very simple. It's a resolution that frankly represents the beliefs of an overwhelming majority of Americans, and the beliefs not just of Democrats, but of many Republicans, including some of the most prominent Republicans in Congress, and that is that we need an independent investigation into the role that the Russian government played in the 2016 election in terms of attempting to influence the result of that election on behalf of Donald Trump and in Donald Trump's favor, and the ties between President Trump and his campaign and his and people in his campaign and his government, ties between both the presidency and the campaign and the government of Russia. This resolution will put the Senate on record on behalf of our constituents, requesting and frankly demanding that Congress establish an independent investigation so that we know what the facts are. We have heard many things. We've heard from our intelligence agencies that the Russian government did attempt to influence the results of the 2016 presidential election.
1 second, Senator. Yes. We do have a quorum, so I'm going to ask the Secretary to call the roll so we can establish a quorum.
Jackson?
Here.
Jackson here. Morlock?
Present.
Morlock here. Anderson? Hertzberg? Monning?
Here.
Monning here. Stern? Wieckowski?
Here.
Wieckowski here.
All right, a quorum is present. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you. So we know from our intelligence agencies that the government of Russia did attempt to influence the outcome of the 2016 election on behalf of and in favor of Donald Trump. We know that a number of officials and former officials in the Trump administration and in his campaign had significant contacts with the Russian government, some of them having been less than honest, including our Attorney General, including Michael Flynn, in denying those contacts and then subsequently admitting them. This is not a partisan issue. This is an issue about the integrity of our government. If you can even imagine what the reaction would have been from, let's say, President Ronald Reagan in learning that the Russian government was trying to interfere in a U.S. election. Let's bring ourselves back to the 1980s and wonder how President Ronald Reagan would have responded. It would have been an act of extreme aggression, and President Reagan, Republican, would have responded accordingly. Now, why is that different 30 years later? We have President Vladimir Putin, a dictator in Russia, who has engaged in some of the most egregious and despicable actions towards his own people internationally, violations of international law, violation of human rights, interfering in our American elections, and no one should oppose an effort to figure out what exactly happened so that we can make sure it never, ever happens again. So I will join with Senator John McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham and Daryl Issa in calling for an independent investigation. And colleagues, I ask for your support of this resolution.
Thank you very much. Do we have any witnesses here in support? Do we have any witnesses here in opposition? Seeing none, I'll open it up to the dais if there are any questions or comments. Senator Moorlach.
Senator, thank you very much. I guess the first question would be, have you ever run for Congress?
I have never run for Congress, no.
You've never run for Congress?
I've never run for Congress.
So you've never filled in an FEC report. It's a whole lot different than a Form 700, and the detail is astounding. So I'm just wondering, although there hasn't been an income tax return filed, Donald Trump has prepared the FEC reports, which are going to be much more helpful than any 1040 would ever be. So I'm just kind of wondering why the emphasis on a tax return when we've got much more detail already that's been filed.
Sure, and this committee, assuming that the chair schedules it, which I'm sure she will be hearing a piece of legislation by myself and Senator McGuire on presidential tax returns and the need to provide them. For many, many, many years, presidential candidates have made public their tax returns. And I think a lot of people assumed it was required and are now learning that it's not required, that it was a tradition that people seeking the highest office in the land, the most powerful office in the world, people just assumed that you would be transparent with your finances, so that if you did, for example, have business dealings with the government of Russia, for example, that the public would know that. Or if you were having business dealings with businesses that were seeking relief from regulation from the federal government, that they would know that because presidential candidates would disclose their tax returns. President Trump has chosen not to do that, and I think he should. I think he should do it, and I think it's becoming abundantly clear to anyone who wasn't convinced why it matters. He's refused to do it. He continues to refuse to release his tax returns. I hope he does, and I think we should call on him to do so.
So, in my previous life, I prepared tax returns, and you're not going to really learn a lot from the tax return, especially if you have an investment and it doesn't have any income, so it doesn't even show up on the tax return. Have you requested copies of his FEC reports? Because it provides the whole balance sheet and related liabilities should they pertain. I mean, you're going to find so much more information. So I just bring that up as a point that you may want to look at that, because it's going to be much more robust than a tax return.
Before you go forward, since you are the expert on this, if I might ask you, Congress members have certain obligations, but are you personally aware that the president has to file one of these forms, the FEC reports?
He already shared it in a news conference that he's prepared the forms and all that data is out there.
Well, has he released that data?
It's you have to file it with the FEC so it becomes public, right? If you run for Congress, you got to fill that puppy in right away.
Well, if you run for Congress, but he's not, Congress, but what I think we've learned is that members of Congress, members of the government, are subject to very specific directives that the President of the United States apparently isn't. And producing certain information that, as a Congress member or someone running for Congress, you might have to reveal, it doesn't necessarily mean that the President does. That's why I've asked if you know that specifically that he does.
And that's why I asked the Senator if he's looked it up, and then I would have had the answer, right?
Okay.
I've not seen that report. I know that Donald Trump has released remarkably little information about his finances, about his holdings, and we need more information. And so he should be an open book. I understand that as a multi-billionaire He is unique, I think, among presidents, at least in recent history, in terms of just the immense scope of his wealth and his business dealings and his real estate holdings. And he's allowed to, anyone's allowed to run for president, whether you are impoverished or whether you're a multi-billionaire with international conglomerate real estate holdings. But just because you are a multi-billionaire with real estate holdings around the country and around the world, that doesn't excuse you, or not you, but you know, the president, from being transparent with the American people. In fact, it makes it dramatically more important to go above and beyond in transparency. That's my view.
So I guess the question, the answer is, has he filed the FEC reports, and does it have all of the detail of his, you know, total empire, or not? So I would say,
he is
moving forward with your bill, I would encourage you to do that.
He has absolutely not released detailed information about his financial holdings, his income. He, you know, there was a leak about that massive tax write-off that he took in the 1990s that would have probably excused him from paying federal taxes for many, many, many years. But that was a leak that wasn't disclosed by him. So he's been remarkably non-transparent in refusing to release information.
Yeah, and when you have a net operating loss, you know, it means you paid for it. I'd rather have the money than a net operating loss. Thank you very much, but I'll leave that for another time. You were in your resolution, it refers to the NSA and CIA. And so when I was in ninth grade, I was in debate class, and our topic was whether or not the United States should unilaterally intervene in foreign countries. And so I wonder if we ask the NSA and the CIA how often they interfere and try to influence the outcome of elections in other nations, what kind of story that would be. And so that's where I was looking up the phrase, calling the kettle black. Because this country is certainly guilty of interfering and influencing a lot of foreign nations and trying to get certain people elected or appointed or become dictators even. So I just found that kind of an interesting point. You don't have to answer it, but that's just to close the loop on that.
Well, if you'd like to respond to that, please feel free. And then Senator Mauning.
Sure. I will never say that the United States is perfect. We make mistakes, and this country, we're all constantly striving to be perfect. But regardless of what the CIA may or may not have done over time, and that's a conversation I'm always happy to have about how we can make our government better, I don't see any action by the United States government that would justify us not pushing back unbelievably hard against the Russian government's attempt to influence our election. Regardless of whatever our government has done over time, for Vladimir Putin to attempt to decide who the next president of the United States is, you know, again, it's not a partisan issue. I don't care if you're a libertarian, a Democrat, a Republican, an independent. It is beyond unacceptable, and we can't tolerate it. And that's why Republicans are calling for an independent investigation here. This is not a partisan issue.
Thank you. Senator Mauning.
Well, thank you. Picking up on my colleague's line of questioning, it occurs to me CIA intervention in Guatemala in 1954, Chile 1973, and Iran-Contra, where Ali North was prosecuted for leading the sale of U.S. missiles to declared enemy Iran in converting the cash to illegally supporting the Contras' efforts against the Nicaraguan government. Of those three, the Iran-Contra is the only one I'm aware that led to an internal U.S. investigation and prosecution, which it did. And resignations as well as prosecutions. My question for the author on this, so this proposed resolution, there's two components. There's the tax component and there's the Russian interference. You state, Senator, that Donald Trump is a billionaire. What do you base that description on?
Well, based on frankly...
You said multi-billionaire.
Yeah, Donald Trump's own description of himself.
And do you know if his assets exceed his liabilities?
I don't, actually. And that's a valid point. We know that he has very wide business holdings. We know he's declared bankruptcy many times. We know he took this massive write-off 20 years ago. And there's been speculation that one reason that Donald Trump doesn't want to release his tax returns is that it may show that he doesn't have as much money as he likes to put out there. So that may be the case. But fundamentally here, and in the context of this resolution, what we're focused on is whether he has ties financially to the Russian government. Now, there's the broader issue of just transparency in terms of all of his ties.
Right, and I think the overlap might be, there's been some recent news reports this week of a liability of the Trump organization to Deutsche Bank in Germany of over $100 million in a sale of a property in Florida to a Russian representative entrepreneur who paid $40 million over market value for a Trump property in Florida. So I do think making these financial transactions transparent is critical, and that's where I see the linkage between the two elements of this bill. One potentially has some correlation to the other. With respect to the investigation, we have intelligence agencies in unison without dissent saying they have findings that the Russian government sought to interfere with the U.S. election process. Is there currently, what's the status of any current investigations of that interference, if you know?
Well, in terms of investigations by law enforcement or by intelligence agencies in the U.S., they don't tend to say, so we don't know for sure. I think it's probably reasonable to assume that there are some investigations going on, but we can't say with certainty. We know that there are some internal congressional committee investigations happening, but those are not independent, and there's been at least reporting of contacts between the Trump administration and the committees of jurisdiction on those investigations. Perhaps.
What does your resolution contemplate?
An independent outside investigation. And
could that be designated by Congress?
It could be. It could be an independent prosecutor. It could be just an outside investigation. I think an outside investigation that's independent can take many forms.
Clearly the goal is that the American people and regardless of party affiliation, are entitled to get to the bottom of this. And if there's innocence, it would seem that the current administration would also welcome that investigation to prove a lack of involvement with that Russian interference. But, you know, I appreciate your bringing this forward. Again, I think contemplating those who will question the California State Legislature advancing this resolution. I know on behalf of my constituents, there's been a very active process of community and town hall meetings, both with congressional representatives and without. And as a centerpiece of many of those is the request for an investigation. I think our democracy demands it. Otherwise, we can surmise that there was not only undue influence, but undue influence that actually affected the outcome of our election process. And as long as that lurks, it denigrates the strength and integrity of our democracy. So I appreciate you bringing this forward. I'm glad to move this resolution at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Morlock.
I received a text from someone who's watching, and they said that it took them a couple seconds on Google to find a 92-page FEC report on all of Donald Trump's holdings, so I'd encourage you to do the same. And then, Madam Chair, I've said this yesterday, but doing resolutions to tell the federal government what to do It just is, I'm not getting it, so I apologize. I'll be voting no, but I think we should be doing things, not telling others what to do. And so for that reason, I'll be opposed.
Thank you. Well, I just, let me just comment briefly, and then Senator Wiener, you can close. Back in 1970-something, we required the then president to sell his holdings in a less than multi-billion dollar peanut farm as president of the United States. If you recall, Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer. Even given what some of us believe is Mr. Trump's unreality and self-promotion, I suspect he does have holdings greater than a peanut farm. And yet the peanut farmer was required in order to demonstrate that he had no conflict of interest. And part of the reason to find out what the tax returns say is to address that issue, to also take a look at what, if anything, someone has paid in his taxes. I think as an accountant, if you were doing an analysis, you wouldn't just be satisfied with an FEC filing if you knew that person or entity also had tax returns. In doing your due diligence, I know, because you are a due diligent person, you would insist upon reviewing the tax returns as well. I think the American people deserve no less. But that being said, I appreciate that these measures are being brought because somebody's got to be complaining about what's going on in Washington. And clearly, with the exception of a few members of the majority party, with the exception of a few members of the Republican Party, Republicans are silent on this. They weren't silent when we had a president who had apparently had an affair with an intern and actually impeached him on that basis and held an independent investigation and all sorts of things. And yet we have a president who's been accused of having a relationship with Russia and Vladimir Putin, who is a known tyrant and a dictator, admiring that dictator, having staff that had known relationships with Russia. And many of us remember back in the days where the Russians were our mortal enemies. Back in 1960, I believe it was, we almost had a nuclear war with the Russians. There's a TV show I love to watch called The Americans with a K, and it's all about the period of time during the Cold War when the Russians and the Americans tried to outspy each other. These have been our significant and serious enemies, and the behavior of the Russians and of Putin in the Crimea and other areas, and with the Syrian intervening in the Syrian, that horrific war that continues to this day. It would seem to me that anyone in this country who has a sense of responsibility towards the future of our democracy and the future of this nation would demand this investigation. And yet, the Republicans, the party in control in both houses of Congress, refuses to do anything. So the question then is, if they won't do it, who will? And I think here in California, I know my constituents expect this of me. And to stand as protectors of democracy in demanding these kinds of investigations and items of full disclosure and transparency. We talk about this all the time, both parties. But now that we have the White House and Congress in control, the hands of one party, I'm sad to see that ideology has clearly usurped the sense of responsibility that we have to our Constitution and to the continuation of our democracy by protecting and making statements of the similar nature that really the United States did bad things. No one's questioning that, but that doesn't mean that we now just simply step back and let what could be a very serious infringement on the nation's best interest to go unchallenged. And with that, I thank you for bringing this, Senator Wiener, and if you'd like to close.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. You know, transparency is a really powerful thing. You may recall a few years back, there was a movement that rose up called the Birther Movement that was falsely claiming that Barack Obama had not been born in this country and was therefore ineligible to be president of the United States. And actually, one of the leaders of that movement was a man by the name of Donald Trump. who went around questioning President Obama's eligibility to be president. Well, President Obama ultimately released his birth certificate, and of course, it showed that he was born in the United States, and this was all slander. But with that said, it was a very powerful thing. He released the birth certificate, and even though there are always going to be certain people who are going to continue to lie, it made it very clear that he was eligible to be president. I would hope that President Trump would also want the truth to set him free. In terms of knowing exactly what happened between his campaign and his presidency in Russia, or what didn't happen, if everything was above board, why would he be opposed to an independent investigation to exonerate him? But if something did happen, and frankly, whether or not it happened, the American people are entitled to know. And the same with his tax returns. If everything is above board, if there are no conflicts of interest, it shouldn't be an issue. And he's the president. And when we take public office, we lose a lot of privacy that other people take for granted, particularly when you have the nuclear codes. So this is a critically important issue. It makes sense for us to go on record on behalf of the people of California. And I, again, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Senator Wiener. Debate having ceased, Madam Secretary, there is a motion. Do pass. A motion by Senator Monning. The motion is do pass to... Right. One second here. The motion is due pass to the floor for its third reading. With that, please call the roll.
Jackson? Aye. Jackson, aye. Morlock? No. Morlock, no. Anderson? Hertzberg? Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Stern? Wieckowski?
Duh. Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
All right, please, Senator, we'll call the roll one more time, please, for the absent members.
Okay.
Please call the absent members.
Anderson, Hertzberg, Stern.
Aye.
Stern, aye.
We're going to hold the roll open for 5 more minutes for the absent members. Thank you, Senator Wiener. We have closed the roll. Please indicate the final count for this measure, if you would. All right, the final vote is 4-1. The measure passes, and it will go to third reading. All right, with that, we are adjourned.